Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So Allentown, this is it. Just one more day. One more day. One more day left in one of the most consequential elections of our lifetime, and momentum is on our side.
Wow, it is.
Just one more.
Just one more day.
One more day.
And then we can all be friends.
Of that voice. I can't.
Was that Kamala?
I don't know.
She has a very undistinctive voice.
You know those undistinctive characteristics.
Yeah, it's a word too.
It's election day. Hooray!
Hey, yay! Welcome to 2 o'clock.
It's the same as the other hours, only now we're like really trying hard to be super fun and excited.
Yay! We're Hooray! Fun and excited.
I'm nervous.
I'm still confident.
Good.
I like it.
I've never known you to not be confident even when you were nervous.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. If somebody tells me to bust through that paper and run out onto the field, I'm going to do it even if there's a brick wall behind it.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go.
With confidence.
Yeah.
I feel good about what we're seeing. There's, I was kind of thinking, gosh, we're going to have this kind of pivotal point in our show, being noon to three, where polls on the East Coast have been open for a while. Polls are open across the country right now. I think it said up there that polls close in 9 hours in Hawaii. And I'm like, ooh.
Ooh. Hawaii.
Ooh.
Hawaii goes red.
Will Scharf said it in the 125 segment. Will Scharf said he gave us very positive information from Guam.
Uh-huh. That's been one of the weirdest news items of the day.
I was like, ooh, I didn't have that on my radar. Did you know that?
Yeah.
Reiterate.
Okay, from memory, it's that Guam in the last two elections.
Just make up something happy.
In 2016, they went for Clinton like pretty easily. I think it was like 60-40 or something like that, maybe 65-35. In 2020, they went like 75% for Biden. In this election, it's almost split down the middle. It's barely into Harris territory at last time I looked, which is a couple hours ago. But it was barely. Like, it was a pretty close election.
Significant shift towards Trump.
Yes. Which, I mean, it's Guam, so you're like, who's really, I don't know the politics of Guam.
Was Guam the place that, it was American Samoa, that Biden didn't win the primary?
That was American
Samoa.
Some
guy named Jason did or something.
Yeah.
You know.
Voorhees.
Jason. From, was it Jason?
Jason
no, Jason Voorhees. Is that, is that
that's
Mike
the one
Myers?
That kills people.
That's Jason.
Yeah.
No, that's Jason. That's not Mike Myers. Well, I know very little about a lot of things. I did remember it was American Samoa, but that guy had a few seconds in the spotlight.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, Guam is, Guam is so far west that it's east. it's closer to Thailand than it is to the United States. So I guess because of where the international dateline is, that puts them first.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
We'll do it. We'll talk about the polls here real quick. I'm just going to breeze through them. This is based on the 2024 state races on realclearpolling.com. The national average has Harris up 0.1, which is a lot like Dixville Notch which has 6 votes, and they go 3-3. I was staying up for that too last night.
Oh, I know.
Last year, I think they had 5 votes, and all 5 people voted for Biden. And I remember sitting up, like, getting real excited for that. That first, like, cut the tape, run through the tape, and then they had 5 votes, and they all went for Biden. And last night, they had 6 votes, and they went
3-3.
So, I mean, like, again, trending in the right direction. Trump has 3 votes.
I mean, it's all anecdotal.
Harris is 3.
But it is all the same anecdotal.
Yeah.
You know, it's all saying the same thing.
That's
which makes
what you would
go,
call a trend.
That's what you would hope.
National Harris up 0.1. National Harris up 0.1. Pennsylvania, Trump, plus 0.4. And these are polls. These are not results. So these are just the polls that have been taken. North Carolina, Trump, plus 1.2. Georgia, Trump, plus 1.3. Arizona, Trump, plus 2.8. Wisconsin, Harris, plus 0.4. Michigan, Harris, plus 0.5. Nevada, Trump, plus 0.6.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season, but this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
Rich Barris.
Well, we're obsessed with this man.
He's a data guy.
The next time you meet Will Scharf, you see Will Scharf here or whatever, don't be that guy. So you're friends
with
Rich
Barris. I can't promise anything.
Don't be that guy in front of me.
I really like Rich Barris.
I will have very visible secondhand embarrassment.
That's okay.
We're talking to what you talked about Rich Barris in the 12 o'clock hour.
Yeah.
And then we get to Will Scharf at 1:25. And he's like, I was talking to Will Scharf says, I was talking to my friend Rich Barris. And Ryan Wiggins fell out of his chair.
I'm like, what?
Onto the floor.
Are you kidding me?
It's like, well, I can't believe this.
Because I quoted him in the first hour, and I don't even know if I said his name. I said, oh, he's a big data poll guy. And I'm like, you guys don't even know who he was. And then Will Scharf's like, well, I was talking to that guy. I'm like, of course you were. But he
Ryan's
says,
like, we know people who know people.
I mean, it's very exciting. Rich Barris says, and again, he's just a data guy. He says, something has to change for Democrats in Nevada. This is 9 minutes ago. Very soon. The required margin among independents was already approaching wishful thinking for them, but this is getting more ridiculous to entertain with every passing hour if this persists. If you watch the vote that's coming in, Nevada is one of the states that you can track a lot easier because Georgia, Pennsylvania, they're hard to track because they don't have registration the way that Nevada does. But the way that the turnout is favoring Republicans right now in Nevada would suggest that it's really good. Does that apply to other states? We'll see.
Good for Trump.
Yeah, good for Trump.
Yay! I don't know what else there is. Let's talk a little bit about voting. I went to vote today. My husband is a public school teacher. He has off today. Does your wife have off today?
No.
Parochial school.
Yeah.
Your wife does.
Yeah, she's off.
So we, if you're new to the Annie Fry Show, thanks for being here. You will hear us from time to time make fun of teachers. We are all married to teachers, different teachers, but we're all married to teachers. So we by way of government document, love teachers. We've really stepped up to the plate on that one. But two of the three of our spouses are off today because the public schools do take the day off. Is that nationwide or is that just a state of Illinois?
I think that's an Illinois thing.
Sounds like an Illinois thing. So he's home. So we got to go vote together, which was cool. We don't always get to do that. And when we went in, we didn't, there was maybe two people who were like being processed in front of us, but there was no like line out around the door. But in Illinois, voting has been open for 40 days. So, and it's just like you can walk in and register to vote and then vote today in Illinois. So don't not vote because you're not registered or whatever. It was really exciting to be able to go vote, of course, for Donald Trump, but also Amy Ehlich, state house representative, a Republican. She's done a great job in the 111th. Jake Keevan in Madison County for state house rep would flip a Katie Stewart blue seat red. And I think that with the rain and everything today, that if you show up, if you show out, that he could have a really decent chance at competing in that. But we have to show up for him. Madison County has a lot of great Republicans on the ballot to vote for. In St. Clair County, Kevin Schmidt is looking to hold on to his seat over LaToya Greenwood, who Kevin Schmidt beat last year. So please, 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 if you are in St. Clair County, please make sure people show up for these Illinois races that aren't getting as big of the attention as, of course, a lot of the Missouri races because they have all of their statewide governor, so on and so forth, and then the national races as well. But there are a lot of great Republicans who have stepped up in St. Clair County and Madison County right now, and we need to go support them. So I was really excited to be able to cast those votes as well. I just got done with the ballot, and I'm like, that was a great ballot. Like, I was happy with the ballot.
Yeah, there were a couple of judge retainerships and stuff that I was like, oh, gosh, this is... And so I had to look it up on the spot. But if you happen to be one of those people, I know there's probably a pretty small category of these people, but if you happen to be, whether you're Illinois or Missouri, I would imagine it's the same thing. But certainly in Illinois, I've done this before, where they moved my polling place, and I didn't know it. And obviously, I'm pretty plugged in, so if I didn't know it, most people probably didn't either. Yeah. And I showed up, this is a few years ago, showed up at my wrong polling place that used to be the right one. Well, that's the best way to find out where you're supposed to go. Mm-hmm. Just go to a polling place that's somewhere around you and say, look, I don't know if this is my polling place. They'll help you find the right one. Yeah. So I'm sure there's a website that you can look it up. For me, I just like showing up and having somebody tell me, no, go here. Yeah. And that's exactly what I did.
When I was voting today, I asked the guy, like, how's turnout been? And then the person who was sitting at the table, his eyes, like, bugged out of his head, and he was nodding. Like,
it's big.
It's been big. And then at my specific polling place, which, like, the place that I go has multiple polling places in it. So I think that the districts are kind of small.
Too, yeah.
He said that they usually have maybe around 200 ballots cast, and it was 10-something, and I think I was 157. So he was like, we are way ahead of schedule.
There have been primaries that I turned out for in my precinct that I would go in the afternoon, so like 5 o'clock in the evening, and it would be like, you are number 18.
Yeah, and you're like, are you kidding me?
Like, my gosh,
you if I write yourself in and win.
I know, yeah, exactly. But today I showed up at 8:30 in the morning, and I was already number 100. Lucky 100.
Yeah,
I was right at it. But what's crazy is, so I went this morning, we just got a new property, rental property, and so I went to City Hall at 8:30 to change the water into my name. So the water was already on. I was just like, look, bill me instead of the previous owner. That's what you do. And so I had to show them immediately documentation of who I am. How do I know that you own this house now or live there? And one of the things they asked for was at City Hall, let me see your ID to know who you are to match this document that says you bought this house. I kid you not. I even tried to set up this example. Then I leave there after showing them my driver's license, and I go down to my polling place right down the street, and I pull out my ID, and they go, no, 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 we don't need to see your ID.
Yeah, they're like, put it away. Don't let me see it.
Oh, okay, so I can just have a ballot? Yep, yeah. You can.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Yeah, Illinois.
I mean, you talk about asinine. So the logic that you have to get there is so stupid.
Well, to get there, and then on the like the flip side of it is, well, if you're like, shouldn't we have voter ID? And they're like, it's too hard.
It's too hard, yeah. It's too hard.
But I can't pay my water bill if I don't do that.
Right. And here's the other crazy thing is I go into my precinct and, you know, there's the first two guys sitting there. And that's the ones that did the ID thing with. And then you walk around the corner, which is just a table and sit next to it. And there wasn't anybody at that table. And so I said, oh, am I supposed to just grab one of these ballots? And
just take a handful.
Yeah. There's nobody there, and but it was because they were helping people, so no fault for them. But one of the there's two ladies that were both supposed to be sitting there. Both of them were helping people. When I said that, one of them, the younger woman, like kind of flipped out, and she goes, "No, man, you're getting all up in my territory." And I was like, "Hey, I'm just standing here. I'm not trying to do anything. I just didn't know if I was supposed to grab a ballot or not." And she goes, "No." And so she sat down and did the whole thing, and she was just very like, I don't want to say unstable, but she was like very up and down, like, oh, I'm glad you're here. Don't touch anything. Like, and she was younger.
That's really not at all unlike how I feel right now.
Yeah, right.
I'm going to say, I think I relate to that lady. I was a little high, a little low.
But she was the one I interacted with in getting the ballot. And then so I fill it out, and if it takes 5-10 minutes or whatever, walk back to that same table to give them my envelope. And then there were two sitting there. And you know how they say you're supposed to, like, they try to have a Democrat and a Republican sitting next to each other. I don't know if that's always the way it works out, but that seems like they try to have a balance. I always look at the two and I'm like, well, which one's which? I don't know.
They usually have a, like, the ones at our polling place had.
Oh, they have, like, name tags on or
there
little...
was a, There was a lanyard with something on it. And then there was kind of another one that was sitting on top that had their name. But I could see Kret under one of them. Oh. And I was like... good to know.
Well, I didn't see
they
that.
They were all very kind and nice.
Sure. I didn't see that, but I was trying to pick which one was which. And I don't know for sure, but I do know the one that was very young and was kind of volatile was the first one I dealt with. The second one looked a lot like a blonde version of my mom and was like, have a blessed day. And I kind of picked which one I thought was which.
Oh, well, you never know.
Yeah, never know.
You never know. So you voted today. I voted today. Brad, you voted early.
Yes, I voted early, and I went to the O'Fallon Township building, which is where whenever, like, they, the way Illinois did it, they had, like, the St. Clair County Courthouse was open for a while, and then, a little bit later, then they opened up some more locations. So I went there, and I walked in, and to early vote in Illinois, you have to make a request for an early vote ballot. So I walk in, I fill out this little form, they got the little areas highlighted, filled out the form, my name, my address, that sort of thing, and then I give it to people, they process it, boom, here's your ballot. And I asked the lady that was working, I was like, well, how busy have you guys been? And she looked up, she had rainbow glasses, and she looks up at me and she goes, oh, sweet baby Jesus. I was like, she goes, is fatty meat greasy? I was like, okay, what?
Man, you're throwing a lot of signals out there with all those different
descriptors.
Yeah, I don't
know what that means.
She's all over the map. I'm going to say Bobby Kennedy.
I wouldn't have been shocked. But anyway, she was super nice, but she said, yeah, we've been averaging about 600 people per day. And that's early voting. But the thing that blew me away was she said they've been that busy. There was a line. Like, we walked in, there were people streaming in and streaming out, but there was no standing in line. So you, like, walked through the whole thing, grabbed your ballot, went straight back to a machine, used a little Q-tip to do the vote thing. It prints out your ballot, and then you go turn it in. I was in and out in 10 minutes.
So everything you did was electronic?
Everything was electronic whenever
what
I went
you,
early.
What about you, Ryan?
I was all written.
Paper with a pen.
Yeah.
Yep, same here.
I'd rather do it that way.
I do too.
The whole punch in the things. I never liked those because they have, you know, hanging chads. Remember that from 2000?
Yeah. Well, the way this worked was like you fill out your ballot on the machine and then it prints a ballot out and you can look at it and say, yeah, this is correct or no, this isn't.
Okay.
And then you take that over to the ballot box like you would with a...
Well, that's at least a record.
Then. Right. Yeah. And so you get the chance to double check your ballot before you hit print and then you print it. And my understanding was is if I was like, oh, I hit the wrong button here or it chose the wrong one, you could cure that ballot and fix it. And then you just go over to the machine and it reads it in the machine. So, and I think it's the same machine that they use the big paper ballots on because it had a slot for big ballots. And then these are more like those narrow test, you know, the bubble fill-in test.
Scantron.
Yeah, Scantron type ballots. And then they just go in there, but everything's just printed out on it.
Well, the YouTube live chat poll is, how are you feeling? Confident, scared, anxious, or hopeful? We've got that poll up for you on the Annie Fry YouTube channel right now. You can go vote. We have a total of over 500. We have 505 votes in right now. Have you voted? Let us know how you're feeling. I said I was anxious. Ryan is confident. And Brad is hopeful. Where are you on this spectrum? We are going to cover these results live tonight. And 97.1 is wherever you need us to be on air. Ryan, set up. What are people going to be able to tune in tonight to hear right here on 97.1? What's the schedule?
Well, so after us at 3 o'clock, Mark Rudin takes over as usual till 6 o'clock. At 6 o'clock, we go to national coverage, Fox News. Then at 7 o'clock, Mark Rudin takes back over. It'll sound a little bit different than the normal Mark Rudin show. He's going to have a lot of guests, a lot of experts. It's going to be a completely different clock, if that means anything to you. It won't be the normal clock. We'll be doing live coverage starting at 7 until
national,
at least midnight.
With Fox News, we've got access to all of that. Plus, local, I know Missouri, you've got a lot of big questions that you were looking to answer. Illinois, we've got races that we're paying attention to as well. Not as much as Missouri. But all of those local races, you're going to be wondering where to get those. 97.1, you're going to tune in there. And then, Nick asked on our Annie Fry YouTube channel right now, we going live for a watch party tonight? You know we are going live for a watch party tonight on the Annie Fry YouTube channel. Go to the Annie Fry YouTube channel right now, and you can click the bell to notify you when we go live tonight. And guys, we always have, it's like therapy. We're all going through this together, so why not do it on YouTube and keep the party going? We'll be back in a minute. Don't go away. It's just a little fun.
Good job.
YouTube,
if you're not watching, Annie was waiting until, hang on, yeah, to slide into the camera like Tom Cruise.
But then the camera angle changed.
Oh, no.
It was not the way I was going to do it. Oh, well.
It was still good in my mind.
Thank you. I nailed it.
Good.
Yeah.
Thank you.
That's going to be a great video.
In fact, my sweatshirt.
The end of the video should be us saying, that was a great job, right into the camera like this. That was a great job, Annie.
You know the sweatshirt that I'm wearing?
Yeah.
Patriot AF.
Uh-huh.
I'm conflicted. AF is my, they're my initials. That's why they're on the shirt.
Oh.
You like?
Patriot AF, Annie Fry.
Yeah. Duh.
Okay.
What are you thinking?
I don't know.
Boy, it could be a good night. It could be a good years.
It's going to be a night, man.
It is.
Regardless, everybody's just going, oh, please.
Yeah.
Let's get there.
The YouTube live chat poll, how are you feeling? Confident, scared, anxious, or hopeful? Real quick, I want to breeze through some of your comments here because they're all over the place, which is what we are. Admittedly, all over the place. Officer Gary says, I'm hopeful. I hope enough people remember that things were better under Trump. Hope enough people still love this country. Hope we can all survive 4 years of Harris if she wins. Joe says, ever driven to a costume party when you're not sure anyone else will dress up? That's how I feel today.
Wait, what does that mean? What does that mean?
Yeah, you ever gone to a party and thought, I mean, I've never done this, but I can put myself in the frame of mind where you like commit. You're like going to the party.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
a Halloween party. And you're like, yeah, everybody dress up costume. And you get like to the point where you open the door and you see somebody and they're not in costume. And you're like, wait a second.
Uh-oh. This is a gorilla suit.
Maybe you know.
I don't think I can pass this off as normal clothes.
At least yeah. I have the mask on.
Ever driven to a costume party when you're not sure anyone else will dress up? That's how I feel today. Joe, you're funny. Russell said, I voted hopeful. Either way, whomever wins, we'll all still be here tomorrow, but hopefully under a Trump clear victory. That's what I'm hopeful for. Andy said, anxious, but we'll be okay either way. This country is more than who the president is. I think that's true. Bob says, I voted anxious. I know how this should turn out, but I wonder if our country is too far gone. JC says, I know I am to just pick one, but I can't. I'm anxious but hopeful. There's a lot of that. And that's, mm-hmm. I mean, that's kind of, Brad, you picked hopeful.
Mm-hmm.
Ryan, you picked confident. I picked anxious. I'm on the high side of anxious. I'm the happy side of anxious. That's kind of a happy anxiety, I guess. Because the possibility of what could materialize in the next 24 hours, man, we've been waiting a minute for it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's here. Mona says on our Facebook page, nervous wreck.
Yeah, I understand.
I think it's important to talk about it, too, in that sense, because many of us are out there feeling that nervous anxiety, that worry about ourselves. And when you're feeling that, you're trying to pretend that you're not. But whatever materializes in the next 24 hours is going to be, I'm wondering if we're going to have results. Will Scharf said, I've heard other people say that we should maybe get Georgia tonight.
Yeah, I sure hope so. I mean, Florida, the amazing thing is that Florida is a bigger state than most of these states and has results in
Hours.
Well, most of them had that until 2020. Like, you knew by the end of the night who won.
Florida, you can see updates now. Nevada, actually, you can too. It just drives me crazy. Even in Nevada, even though you can see updates happening live, which is great, they allow ballots to come in for 3 days after the election.
J.D. Vance tweeted earlier today, we're hearing a lot about long lines and high enthusiasm. Get in line, stay in line, vote. Today is the day we take back our country. I'm really encouraged. You know, we'll find out who's going to win tonight, but I'm really encouraged about the heading that the Republican Party has right now. There is a clarity and a focus and a freshness that exists on the Republican side of politics right now that actually does adhere more to conservatism in fiscal ways more than I have seen it in a very, very long time. And even socially, I think it's interesting to see how there is a classic liberalism that exists alongside the Republican Party right now, but also the somewhat taking back of the things that have been highlighted as being cancelable. If you are white, if you are a male, if you are Christian, if you are heterosexual or whatever it might be, or God forbid, all of those things, that you've kind of had to sit down and shut your mouth for a while. Now, those people, that individual that I've just listed there, should never be perceived as more valuable than any other human ever before. You know, one might say we should just look at each other and judge each other based on the content of one's character. But we've regressed in that so much, and people have been so spooked into not saying, wait a second, what you're saying is nuts. Like, my skin color doesn't make me bad, just like your skin color doesn't make you bad. Like, are you a crap person? That's kind of the question. It doesn't have to do with the skin color or the gender. There are so many things that are obviously true, that are apparent, that are common sense, but it's become so less common because people who are, on the whole, good, nice people didn't want to upset other people who got real worked up about things. And then in comes the political machine to commoditize the whole thing, to take on your kindness and to press on your kindness and keep you quiet so that there were things you were not allowed to talk about. I kind of feel like the Republican Party has come back and said, in a strangely classical liberal way, like, it's okay to be a Christian white person. That's okay. But it's also okay to be a non-Christian or a non-white person or whatever it is. Like, let's just be American people who have the freedoms to choose the paths that they want to choose for themselves. And let's stop boxing people in or boxing people out and handing over our ability to think and speak for ourselves to someone else so that we don't get in trouble.
It's why people feel a connection to Trump, because he just kind of comes along and
He doesn't follow other people's rules.
He doesn't, yeah, he just kind of speaks, and it's not just, oh, how refreshing, he's not a politician. He just bombs out all that stuff and goes, I don't care. And he says whatever he's thinking at any given moment. And it is kind of crazy to watch that continue to happen. I think it's one of the reasons that it's weird because, yes, immigration and economy are the top two issues policy-wise that people are voting on. And he clearly has an advantage with those two issues. But it's deeper than that because of some of those cultural things that have shifted in America that have left a lot of people just feeling sort of left out of the conversation, politically homeless in a lot of ways, that he came along and said, yeah, well, you can feel at home here. I'll be that guy. And then the policy kind of came afterward that made you go, actually, that guy knows what he's doing with trade. That guy knows what he's doing with foreign policy. Stuff that you weren't really sure about in 2016, but now that you've seen it, it was true. Hey, J.D. Vance, by the way, has he convinced you that he's a good candidate or what?
I never didn't like J.D. Vance as a candidate. You know, I love Ron DeSantis. I hope that Ron DeSantis is my president one day. If Ron DeSantis were the nominee, I'd probably try to run through a brick wall to work in that administration in any way possible, any way, shape I could, because I believe in everything about him. But that never precluded me from knowing that Donald Trump's the guy, and that if I care about my country, I'm voting for Donald Trump. There was never any conflict. There was never any like, oh, but you're a DeSantis person. And other people who were always trying to draw that line of division on the right side of the aisle, they're just usually engagement farming, honestly. And I had this like pipe dream fantasy of a Trump DeSantis ticket because I'm looking like down the road. But like, that's not realistic. In Florida, I'm glad DeSantis is still in Florida. Keep doing Florida things in Florida. I really, really like the idea of Tulsi Gabbard. And I still don't think that would have been the wrong pick at all. But J.D. Vance is so ironically normal. The number one word that you could use to describe J.D. Vance is normal. And the first word that comes out of the gate from none other than the governor of Minnesota, Tim Walz, who is not the pick, is the weirdest dude in politics I have ever seen. Is like, that J.D. Vance, he's totally weird. And I'm like, oh, well, I didn't know a lot about him. I maybe was a little skeptical about him because he's like Mr. Movie Guy. I don't know. He'd been said some things about Trump, and it's I just didn't know about him. But I wasn't down on him. And I just thought the number one thing is I want Donald Trump to know that he's Trump's guy. I want that ticket to work together, whatever that means. And mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah.
And all of this headwinds that was coming through about how weird J.D. Vance is and what a disaster for the ticket and blah, 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 blah. It was like all of this pandemonium of people like just running back and forth with their hands in the air screaming like for 3-4 weeks or something like that. And then that stopped and everyone's like, he's really normal. He's almost too normal.
I'm suspicious.
He's almost exactly like we are. And the funniest thing about it is the thing that I find so normal about J.D. Vance, he feels incredibly, relatably Midwestern.
Because he wears flannel and walks around holding a pig, right?
No, it's because he goes hunting with a gun he can't load.
I'm talking about J.D. Vance, Midwest.
Dang. Oh, dang.
Yes,
we
wrong
got him
guy.
Confused.
Yes.
Other side of the ticket.
The Midwestern one.
Ah, gotcha.
Mr. Normal Midwest is not Tim Walz. If a Martian landed on planet Earth today and probably could vote in this country, who knows if they came here by Kamala Harris's means. If a Martian landed here today and watched J.D. Vance for 5 minutes and Tim Walz for 5 minutes, and you're like, one of these guys is weird. You just got here. You don't even know what that means. He'd be like, that's Tim Walz. Weird.
And that Martian could vote in Illinois without an ID.
Yeah.
Walk right into a precinct.
Dropping
and go,
green slime all over the ballots.
Yep.
That lady's going, let me get this in order.
Tell me your name. It's bleep, blurp, bleep, blurp. Okay, well, your signature matches.
Close enough.
It's just green slime.
You went too in case you make a mistake. Vote for Jay Keevan. Jay Keevan making Madison County great again. Do it. Illinois State House, Madison County, and St. Clair County get out there for Kevin Schmidt. All right. We got results to a poll when we return.
Okay.
Actual real results that don't matter.
To this poll, yeah.
To this poll.
To how you feel.
Yes, and get on the Annie Fry YouTube channel right now while you're voting. Then just check out the YouTube channel and get your notification on. If you haven't subscribed yet, go do that. But we've got the watch party tonight. You can have us up on a tab on your computer, on your phone. You can participate in the chat. Generally speaking, we usually have hundreds of people who are hanging out with us, coming and going. You're going to be watching and listening to a million things. We're just going to be hanging out with you. We're going to get some results tonight, folks. I really hope so. We'll be right back.
Breathe deep.
in a world.
I was actually quoting the Moody Blues when I said that.
Wait, that
breathe
wasn't you?
Deep and shadows overhead. There's some poem they did on one of their random albums.
I thought that was authentic.
How do you guys feel about doing some predictions here?
Oh, yeah, let's go. Oh,
man.
Let's go.
The United States House. Red or blue?
Narrowly red.
Brad?
Red. Handily.
I am going to pick Republican. It doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter by the margin.
It really doesn't matter.
Yeah, the House doesn't.
That's why it's the House.
Yeah.
I need one extra. And then these doofuses to get along enough so right, they don't throw a fit and then make it a big problem. Which, by the way, I believe that when the new Congress convenes, when the new House, they have to set the rules because they would have to reelect a speaker. Mm-hmm. And hopefully they pick some better rules that allows them to govern more efficiently.
Mm-hmm.
I digress. Let's get there first. But yes, Republican House, 3-for-3. We all agree.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Senate.
That's going to be close, though.
Senate. And by how many?
Okay. Senate. I'm thinking right now they're going to get 52, so I'm going to go one step more and because there's several other states that they could pick off, and I'm going to say 53.
That's just exactly the opposite of what I would do.
Oh, really?
I think they're going to get 52. I'm going to hedge and say 51.
Well, there's just so many states that are so close because I'm feeling pretty good about Ohio. That gives them 52 with Montana and West Virginia. So if you get those, then you add a Pennsylvania, a Nevada, a Michigan,
no,
a Wisconsin.
I'm not saying there's anything wrong with
states.
Your thinking. I'm just saying you, of course, go to the optimistic side of prediction, and I would be like, oh, what?
Look, it's possible that it's higher than that. Kerry Lake has a shot at this point in Arizona, which I can't believe I'm saying.
Easy now. What do you think?
I'm not saying
Brad?
She's going to win it.
Man, I was going to say 52, but I got thinking about that. I think it's 53. I think,
with Ryan?
Hovde? How do you say his name up in Wisconsin?
Wisconsin?
I think he picks off a seat there. So I think you get Sherrod Brown out, or is it, what's his name?
That's Ohio.
Ohio.
Yeah.
I think you get Ohio. I think you get Wisconsin.
Bernie Moreno.
And Sheehy up in Montana, and then West Virginia. So 53?
Three. Okay.
I'm going to say red, 51.
Well, you're going floor.
You know what, though?
Yeah, I'll take that. Hi, I'm Andy. Nice to meet you.
I will take that.
Yes, it doesn't matter.
Put it in the bank.
Amendment 3 in Missouri.
Ooh, man, I don't know. I don't have enough data to really make an educated decision on it. Missouri is going to vote Republican, so it's a matter of how many Republicans cross over and vote for Amendment 3. I'm going to say it doesn't pass, but I really don't know. I really don't.
Brad?
I have no idea. This is just a shot blind guess. I think it barely passes.
I think it passes.
Yeah, I do too.
I do too. My heart says that it probably will. My head says.
Ladies and gentlemen, too, if it passes, the work has just begun. And we have to figure out, as neighbors, how to make sure people choose life. We have to be aggressive, and we have to do it before the politicians can even get their fingers on it. We have to change the culture. And if Amendment 3 does pass, that will be a travesty. But that doesn't mean that the loss is final. It just means that there is more work to do. President?
I'm going to go Harris. No.
Get out!
No, actually, the reason that I'm going with a Republican House and maybe a higher version of the Senate is because I do believe Trump is bringing some of these people along with him with turnout. I'm actually going to predict that Trump wins every battleground state.
Brad?
I think that Trump wins. I don't know the number that he wins by, but I think he wins, and I don't think it's a landslide, but I don't think it's like he squeaks it out.
Like 270 to
68. Asterisk on Michigan. That one's the one that I'm least confident in.
Ethan?
I think that Trump pulls it out. I think that I would say 5 of 7 he pulls out in the battleground states.
I think Donald Trump is going to win Pennsylvania, and I think he's going to win the presidency.
Because of Pennsylvania.
Yes.
And a combination of some other
because
versions.
Because of Scott Pressler.
you might be right. He's been on the show.
Yes, he has.
He'll get him on Wednesday.
YouTube Live. Yeah, he'll be bored. He wouldn't have to do anything more. Ethan, wrap us up here on an election day. YouTube Live chat poll.
579 votes. How are you feeling? 22% say confident. 8% say scared. 34% say hopeful, 36% say anxious. I wish there was an all of the above, because I think I'm all of these.
Yeah, it just like depends on the minute that you vote.
Yeah.
Well, 70% of you are anxious and hopeful, and I'm right there with you. Join us tonight on the Annie Fry YouTube channel for a watch party. We are going to have fun. We're going to get through it no matter what. 97.1 has all of the coverage that you expect from Fox News' affiliate here in St. Louis. We are St. Louis's home for conservative talk, and we are here for you, as is Mark Reardon, next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.